It is estimated that there are 232 million migrants in the global workforce, and all the indications are that that number will increase in coming decades. Migration is now centre stage in national and international political agendas, and for many, the issue is clouded with anxiety. ILO Radio spoke to Guy Ryder, Director General of the International Labour Organization, and asked him if people were right to be concerned about increasing migration.
There are worries out there about migration. We face, I think, a strange paradox. And that strange paradox is that the economic benefits of increased migration are obvious. We have labour shortages in some countries, excessive labour supply in others. And all of the economists will tell you that in overall terms, it makes sense to get people where the work is and get their productive potential realised. So there's a big economic case for migration. But at the same time, and we're seeing it in elections, we're seeing it in opinion polls, the political space for migration, making the case for migration, is closing down on us. So the question is, and I hope that our conference discussion is going to help us, the question is, how can we reconcile the economic benefits and these social concerns? And I think the ILO needs to be part of the search for a solution to that paradox.
Now, you've said in your opening remarks yesterday that migration poses major policy challenges for governments. Broadly, what are those challenges and how should governments be responding?
Yeah, I think that the challenge comes precisely from resolving this paradox that I've mentioned. Now, it seems to me, it's no accident that my report is called An Agenda for Fair Migration. Governments need make sure that their approaches to migration are rights-based. It seems to me the only way, really, to make sure that economic benefits and social concerns are reconciled is by putting rights at the centre of the agenda. What does that mean? It means that by respecting the works of migrant, the rights of migrant workers, by ensuring that they receive equal treatment to local workers in terms and conditions of work, you both protect local workers from the concern that their own conditions are going to be undermined. So you begin to remove that worry that somehow migrants are going to lead to a regression of working conditions. And at the same time, you offer decent work to the people concerned. And I think, you know, that's why the ILO's concern with labour standards and the central part that has in our own organisation can play a big role in the way forward.
Well, let's look more specifically then at the role of the ILO. There is an extensive UN apparatus devoted to migration and migration issues. What does the ILO, or what can the ILO add to the conversation?
Well, you're right. The multilateral system, the international system, has actually a remarkably complex set of structures and processes going on to deal with migration. Our agenda, what we bring to the show, is this rights-based approach, is our expertise on labour markets. And let's remember, migrants move fundamentally because of work. Even if you're a refugee, eventually the story becomes one of a search for work. So I think migration is a work-centred phenomenon. The ILO is par excellence the work-centred agency. We've got to be at the centre of the way forward.
Director General of the ILO, Guy Ryder, on his report on migration presented to the International Labour Conference. Reporting from the Palais des Nations in Geneva for ILO Radio, this is Pete Foster.